Awesome. Thank you so much for coming to the tour today.
The Duzium Senior Director of Marketing, Christina Noriega, took families from a handful of schools and parent groups on a hard hat tour of the new Children's Museum on Broadway across from Lions Field Park. Because it's very much under construction, the museum staff, who couldn't wait to tour people around, and Guido Construction Company, under the direction of Cosmo Guido.
This is kind of my gigantic sandbox that I get to play in, so welcome to my playground.
Agreed to hold this one day of tours. The 65,000 square foot exhibit space is located across three buildings, upstairs and down, on a 5.5 acre plot. There will be 30,000 square feet of outdoor exhibit space, which includes an east yard with a children's river and treehouse, and a west yard that focuses on motor skills. Noriega says the Duzium will bring up an entirely new generation.
I'm so excited as a mom about what this is going to mean for our kids. This is going to be the kind of place, I'm a native San Antonian. I grew up going to the Witte and having those wonderful memories in the zoo and places like this. And now a new generation of kids are going to grow up having this wonderful experience.
Inside, Noriega explains that it's all hands-on.
We are standing in building 2.
The HEB exhibit from the old space and Powerball Hall that's at the front of the current museum will be coming back. But there's a ton more cool new stuff, says Noriega. The exhibits are being built now and will be installed starting later this fall.
And everything is based on STEM plus the intersection of arts and literacy. As you know, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. But we're also, we think it's important to connect that to the creative arts, because so many, especially, so many schools don't even have art programs anymore. And a lot of kids, that's the way we learn.
To encourage kids to walk up the stairs.
How many of you guys have seen the movie Big?
Niece.
What do you remember from that? So, exactly, you said the right thing. Okay, we're going to have a musical staircase. This is going to, as the kids run up and down the stairs and the parents, it's going to make sound.
That's very cool. But what Cosmo Guido, the builder, says is cool for him is all the leadership and energy and environmental design components. That's LEED for short. The building will produce 30% of its own energy. Recycled Coke bottles will make for quite an entrance and will be featured around the landscape.
We're using that glass as part of one of the landscaping site features. It'll have LED lights run through it, and it's kind of the soft green-blue glow that's kind of at the grand entrance to the museum as you drive in.
Plus, with 20% of construction waste filling up landfills in the U.S., Guido says 98% of construction waste here is being recycled.
When you look at what this site used to be, it was an old car dealership. There was some nasty things in the ground that we've pulled out. There's a lot of underground foundations we've really kind of cleaned up.
The challenge has been keeping on schedule, says Pam Hanna, the VP of Operations.
Guido Construction's been fabulous in keeping pace with the demands of construction. So I believe we have a lot going on, but we're organized, we're ready.
But with all the fun going on, even during construction, the Duzium opens its doors next June and promises to blow you away. On the construction site, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.